Scarlett Johansson sigiled up?
Because of the pact she made with Amazon to get into 50 Avengers movies for $3 billion.
Absolutely, that is a cool thing. Hey, speaking of cool, welcome to Bunta Vista. It's episode 400. Ben's making them.
What are we doing?
Not happy speaking with that. All right, cool. Episode 422. I am Theo, and today we find ourselves in the ear space. That's right, it's a dimension not so unlike our own, except many things are ears now. I'm here with, as every week, I'm here with Lucy, who has just finished taking a cotton tip to the ear of her microphone for the best audio performance. Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
It really sounded scratchy there for a while, so I'm glad.
But I
didn't want to say
anything. But I put a Q-tip in it because it's an ear. There's an ear on it.
Because there's an ear on it. Well, it makes sense. It's a listening device.
Are there ears on me? Or just like the regular?
People are normal. People are regular.
People are normal. Okay, yeah. Just two ears. Okay.
You've got ears. Remember those
You've
ears.
You've got ears.
I've got them though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're very, I realize I didn't have this expressed anywhere in the intro, so I'll just put this down now in my mind's eye. They're very, they're fleshy ears, but they're, it's not like from something either. Okay. So also,
well, thanks for clearing that up.
Also here with Andrew, who's twiddling the inside of his ear to direct his war criminal character in Black Ops 7. Hey, Andrew.
Ooh. I just got a triple combo of shooting ears with my ear gun.
Ear shot.
How's that? Do you like?
Yeah, nice. Like, I think that? Guns are still regular. I don't know.
Yeah, but they got ears on both sides.
Did you see the new Blops is now, it's just all full of like AI bullshit and stuff now. And also
you're shooting a really big guy.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I've seen. You're just shooting a guy who's as big as a building and he goes, "Arr!" It's like King Kong, except it's a war criminal US soldier.
I bet it's pretty fun though.
Cool.
I bet it's pretty fun.
Couldn't
All I've seen
you.
Is
I tend
clips
to play
of streamers saying
puzzle
this
games.
Is literally the worst game I've ever played in my
that
life.
That makes me want to get
cool.
it.
It rules that they're worth like tens of billions of dollars and they're still ready to just go like, well, you know what? This one didn't work out, but we're going to charge more than we ever have for a game for it. $70, $70 to play Blops, and they didn't even get someone to do the textures or whatever.
Getting blopped.
Yep. Finally, it's Ben. He's nibbling on the ear on the lid of his bottle of Cornichons to try and get it to open up. Hey, buddy.
Hey, mate.
Pickles in there.
Yeah, a bottle of Cornichons.
I don't know. Is that what... That's what pickles are, right?
Yeah, little the little pickles, the tiny little
ones. And there's
ones.
Ears?
Well, the
there's
lid.
An ear on them?
The lid has an ear on it. He's got a nibble on the lobe of it. To
we've actually... We've invented this squat type of bottle with a bigger opening, making
what
it easier
fuck?
To get your cornichons out. We call it we call it a jar.
Yeah. Is there a problem?
Sorry, we got some feedback that we've actually been too mean to Theo lately. So
what is this one?
I think a bottle is a perfectly reasonable way to describe a jar. I think that's very fine, actually. That's close
I am going
enough.
To admit that there are probably other things that you should be taking issue with right now.
If I had my druthers,
it would be...
Here we go. This is spookily reminiscent of an intro that you have done before, except it's for an episode that only like 32 people have
That's
heard.
That's right. I was thinking about this after
really?
I came up with it.
Yeah. And Lucy, you're not one of those people.
And you're not one of those
people.
I'm not.
Yeah.
What is
the
this episode?
Episode?
The very first live episode. So the people that were in the room and also one person has been
one
allowed
extra person. One
to hear
beautiful
the recording.
Listener.
Tal, I hope you enjoyed it. But that was, of course, the famous Lost Toenails intro.
Lost Toenails,
yeah. And you can sort of piece together. It's very similar to the ears intro, except it's toenails. I was also thinking very reminiscent of Existence. Where do you put the emphasis when you're saying the movie
title?
Oh,
Existence. David Cronenberg.
Existence.
Not seen it, but...
Oh, there's like a fleshy game controller in there that's kind of made out of human flesh.
I think we can do intros that are iterations on other intros. We're like 900 episodes in at this stage.
Iterative development.
What do you want us to do?
Genre pieces.
Drying up.
Yes. homages to our homages. Own work.
To a lost tape.
Narrative through lines, things of that nature.
Yeah. Little ears on everything.
Yeah. If you wanted to hear that lost episode, you could ask us for it by writing into the Bunta Vista hotline. I wouldn't send it to you, but you would have still contacted us via the Bunta Vista hotline. It's time for the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. You can send us an email. Mailbag@buntavista.com. Maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook. Yeah, 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. I did it again. I was clicking around in the Discord while I was bopping to the theme, and I just, when was the last time you guys saw an image of Gabe Newell? The
Steam, he kind of looks like David Letterman looks like now.
Yeah, he's Letterman.
Really?
I just saw a really startlingly beautiful image of him lying on a couch with a Steam Deck and a phone, I think. But there's an almost like Renaissance quality to the way he's looking off into the distance with a sort of
He's wearing a pink
expression.
Shirt. Are we seeing the same thing?
Yeah, the pink polo. Yeah, that's
nice. That's real nice.
He looks like he's reflecting on maybe whether Steam was a bad idea.
It seems to be from a news story about how he's just taken delivery of a new $500 million super yacht.
Sweet. Yeah, he's rich as shit, dude. Yeah.
There's a diving mask on the table next to him, and I love the idea that he's out there snorkeling.
Can we add him to like a triptych of guys we were just talking about? George R. R. Martin, Guillermo del Toro,
and then
the gamer side of that triangle, Gabe Newell.
The three points of the triangle.
Yes.
Movies about monsters, video games, fantasy
books
novels.
About dragons and
non-consensual
stuff. And four, if you want to make it a double-sided triangle with David Letterman. And he's bringing them all together on the couch.
A double-sided triangle.
Talking to him, yeah.
And like in what way...
So I just
square?
Got different ways. I just see things in a different fashion.
You're talking about like
see the
people.
World wildly in wild ways. Yeah,
we could make it a triangular pyramid because that has four points.
Oh yeah,
extend otherwise I think you're dimension. Describing a square. This comes to us from listener Dave. Hi, very
Hello.
Good start.
Hello,
hey, man.
Good, clean, no nonsense.
Really
happy.
Stuck
yeah,
the
doesn't
landing
come up
on
with,
that greeting.
Yeah, no disgusting word to describe us based on Bunta or Vista.
That's right. Yeah. Happy Spooky Vember. Here's my story. I think it's Spook Vember. Drop the E. Mm-hmm. It's cleaner. In 2021, my wife and I moved from the Bay Area, California, brackets United States.
Yep. Thank you
very much.
Okay. All right.
Down to the desert in the southern part of the state, about a half-hour drive west of the Joshua Tree. The story isn't about a Yucca Man sighting, though. Beautiful part of the country down there, out there in your palm deserts and stuff. Beautiful. The house we moved into had an interesting original owner named Dean Jones, who starred in a bunch of Disney's live-action movies from the 1960s, such as That Darn Cat and The Love Bug. Legend has it that he followed a bit of a Don Draper crash-out pattern in the waning days of his stardom and got divorced after serial cheating and a drunken car accident. He then found Jesus as a born-again Christian and moved to the desert to start over, as one does.
Uh-huh.
So far, so good.
Sure.
The house was all we could afford and felt far away from civilization, but we felt extremely fortunate to be able to afford a house at all, and it seemed to be in reasonably good condition. Top-of-the-line 1980s appliances, which equates to mid-but-fine nowadays. We were especially excited about the hot tub room, i.e. a room with an indoor hot tub that actually functioned after a little tinkering. Things started to get weird when I noticed that near the ancient air conditioning condenser in the backyard, there was an excerpt from the Lord's Prayer scrawled into the concrete pad talking about deliverance from evil.
Such an awesome Silent Hill-ass thing to find.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. I feel like we in, I don't know, it's probably very similar in America, I don't know, but we in Australia, we have come to knocking down houses as soon as they get like 15 years old or something. Someone else will buy them if you move out of a house and they'll just knock it down.
Yeah.
And where are you going to get a house with the, you know, Lord's Prayer scratched with what looks like fingernails?
I don't think you want that. That's haunted.
Also, okay. There's like one line in the Lord's Prayer that feels kind of spooky, because the bit before it is, depending on which denomination you are, give us this day our daily bread.
Not spooky.
Not spooky at all. Yeah.
And I put it to you that most things sound spookier if you're shrieking them in fear while the Green Goblin comes in through the window.
Yeah, that is true.
True.
Try saying most things while Willem Dafoe cackles maniacally, crashing through the window, glass everywhere.
Half an hour west from Joshua Tree. Do you live at Coachella?
How are we pronouncing that?
The music festival? Where? Do you live at the festival Coachella?
So Coachella is a place when the festival is not on there as well. It still exists.
I figured Valley, they'd pack that place up.
Yeah. Are we allowing Coachella?
Yeah. We've got to let something slide through.
All of those, all of those syllables are in there.
Hey, here's
they aren't.
Here's a really mentally healthy sounding story that this guy Dean Jones told in his book Under Running Laughter, 1982, in which he recounted his experience of becoming a born again Christian. He had previously suffered from bouts of depression. His wife Laurie said, quote, "One night he got down on his knees and prayed that God would free him from the miserable moods he had always suffered. He told me that in an instant, it was gone. And he felt peace and joy flood into his heart."
Good. Wow. Great. It worked.
I got to get that in me.
Yeah. Do you reckon it stayed like that forever? Do you reckon any of his moods ever maybe came back?
No, I think they were pretty stable probably after that.
You reckon he had a big smile on his face when he was scrawling that into the concrete?
Later, we took the gigantic Elegante brand microwave oven from the wall in the kitchen and found the famous Psalm 23:4 line about walking through the valley of the shadow of death written on the wall behind it.
Take a look at my life.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be burning this house down, personally.
No, I love it. I'd be embracing the ghost. At one point...
Got to try and get some sort of satanic exorcist in there, you know?
And they say, "Hey, no, actually, this is all God stuff."
Yeah, so it's a good ghost.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
If you try to get a regular priest in there, he's going to go, and the problem is,
there's nothing creepy about this.
You get the Pope's exorcist in there; he's going to say, "Great."
You got to get the anti-Pope's exorcist.
Yes. Yeah.
You get the Pope's exorcist in there, and he's going to say, "Oh, ciao bella."
It's me,
the Pope's exorcista.
He's just turning a different direction on his little scooter.
Bed, yeah.
Yep. God, he was having a good time in that movie.
I got to watch Russell Crowe.
He loved it.
At one point, my wife brought a replica Herbie the Love Bug model as a decoration and nod to Dean. But after bringing it into the house, weird things started to happen.
It's a crazy thing to do. You're asking for trouble.
You're inviting a spirit catalyst? Yeah. Herbie the Love Bug spirit catalyst into your haunted house?
You brought in like a very specific object to get possessed.
Yeah.
Like of all the things that the ghost is going to look at and go, ooh.
Yeah, taunting you with it.
Honey, you know our house is haunted. That aside, I was thinking of purchasing an item of power for our house.
Bringing in a just totem of sorts.
Yeah.
I actually got this really creepy, fucked up, 7-foot-tall mannequin that's shaped like the character that he played in The Love Bug. I was just going to leave it in our bedroom and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
They just watch over us.
Knives for hands. After bringing it into the house, weird things started to happen. Lights would turn on and off in the middle of the night, for example. The spookiest thing was when we found an LP on top of our record player that neither of us remember getting. A best of Scott Joplin, the ragtime pianist.
What the fuck?
Nothing spookier than ragtime.
That is spooky.
The record player puts itself on and some fucking ragtime starts coming
out. Okay,
well,
how about this? I put the record on and as soon as the entertainer played, all the lights on one side of the house went off. That is the least spooky song in history. It is. I cannot think of a single thing that would be less creepy to have happen during a paranormal experience, except for maybe like who let the dogs out. Oh
my Scott God. Joplin's the answer. Well, if movie trailers have taught us anything, if you play it a bit slower on a slightly out of tune piano,
yeah, that's right. Slow down.
The entertainer rip harder. Yeah, absolutely.
Look, you do raise a good point, though. I feel like it would be kind of hard, even if you were actively trying to make that song spooky. The Punta Vista Challenge, make a horror movie trailer with a spooky rendition of Scott Joplin's The Entertainer.
Vino's going to send us in a minor key version of The Entertainer. It's going to fuck.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely beautiful and perfect in every way, because that's just kind of how he is.
Did you see the one he did of major key EMM1 version of version of E1M1 from Doom? So good. Yeah, sounds like Midwest emo.
One curious detail was that the next morning the Herbie model was on another shelf on our bookshelf.
No, it was. Come on, dude.
I'm going to fucking ride into a podcast and lie.
Destroy the totem. You must destroy it.
Take it. Just throw it out into the middle of the Salton Sea. Yeah. Get rid of it. Say, I cast you out.
You've already brought it in, right?
Yeah.
That's the first mistake. You don't want to create a situation where you start driving out into the desert, chucking it out the window. You come home and go to bed. You get up in the night. You feel a little peckish. You want a little something. You open the fridge. You don't turning on all the lights, you know. Don't want to be wasteful. Don't want to disturb your partner. No. You just open the fridge, and the light from the fridge casts its eerie glow across the Herbie the Love Bug car sitting on the kitchen table pointed at you.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen. Now you can't. You can't take the car out of there. True. Make it mad.
You got to learn. You encouraged him.
You led the ghost on. Let's be honest. You led the ghost on with the Herbie the Love Bug model. Don't make him mad. Don't take it back out.
Don't taunt him about his life.
You know what we're calling
this movie?
Make the
ghost think he's being punished.
When we get the film rights to this secured, because it was read on this podcast, so now we own the rights to it, because that's sort of what our licensing agreement is.
Prima nocta,
Herbie
baby.
The hate bug.
I was going to say the same thing. That's crazy.
Crazy. That probably means it was a bad
joke. Imagine? Is Herbie the Love Bug in the public domain?
No.
We do one of those Winnie the Pooh things. Well, Winnie the Pooh
is. That's what I was just thinking, Theo, is when will Herbie the hate bug be legally viable?
I'm pretty sure that the shitty Disney movie, that, like the remake of it from the 2000s with, was it Lindsay Lohan that was in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure I'm was. Pretty sure that would have been just to retain the rights for like another 50 years or whatever.
Is that how it works though? Because I thought it's like from when it started. Oh, like,
no, that's absolutely the reason that there's like... Just when you see a remake of something and go, what'd you do that for? Right. Nobody was interested in that.
Dr. Seuss stuff, all of like that.
There's the Fantastic Four movie that they made but never released so they could retain the rights.
So cool.
Really?
It's
I love
amazing.
Hollywood.
It's so good. It's like, it's good. Yeah. It's very, very good. You should watch
it. Here's the problem I've got with the ghosts moving stuff around while you sleep trope.
Yes.
Right? And I really... come in negative on that. It's a me problem. I'm gonna say it's a me problem, and my problem is that I barely have object permanence. Okay, I continually lose things, like walking from my house to my car, and my car is now in my house, and I go like, "Where's my sunglasses? I just had them. I was holding them in my hand, and from the point that I picked them up to where I'm going is like 5 meters. Mm-hmm. And at some point I have lost them. You know, I went into our boys' playroom yesterday morning, and I sat down in my my IKEA Poang to enjoy my coffee. And like 15 minutes later, Caitlin came in and pointed out that there was now a full Christmas tree and 4 enormous Christmas stockings put up in that room. Would you look at that?
You're saying that the problem with ghosts moving stuff around is that you are an ADHD girly.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so I can't connect with it. Whoa, something isn't where it was last. Yeah, that's my whole life.
I remember where
everything
is.
Everything is in motion. Everything is transitory. What do you want from me?
I remember where every single object I put down is, because I put it down in that place for a reason.
Yeah, because you got diegetic memory.
Don't take the word.
Bait then. Don't.
No, your skis. Whenever strange things would happen, we just started saying, "Hey, Dean," or "Dino," and it never really escalated to poltergeist / haunted house territory.
Just a weak ghost. Okay. Can't really move much around.
I mean, not all ghosts are angry, right?
No,
yes. He's a celebrity ghost. He's vulnerable to flattery. Yeah.
True.
If
I remember
they are
you.
Angry, put them through the cogs. Stretch them out.
Stretch them out.
In the cogs.
Surely you got one of those in your basement. The ghosticizer.
Oh, Dean's back. We've kept the best seat in the house for you right here at the kitchen table. You know, show him through. Do the long tracking shot from Goodfellas to bring him from the front door to the kitchen table.
Yeah.
make him feel special.
Yeah.
Make him feel special, you know.
Walk him in through the kitchen instead of the front door to make him feel special. Yeah,
celebrity ghosts love that.
Oh, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones and me. Oh, that's the other name for the movie.
Oh, yes.
Herbie the Hate Bug, colon, Mr. Jones and me.
Church of the Fairy Tales.
Anyway, I'm sure there's a logical explanation for all of these things.
You
got to buying go. Records. You're buying
You've
records
got ADHD.
In a fugue state.
You're an ADHD girly.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're a married pair of ADHD
girlies.
Bad news
about the pharmaceutical companies in America. I'm sorry. Help is not on the way.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
You can probably develop like tools to deal with it that aren't pharmaceutical, I guess.
They keep trying to get me to go to those things, like after hours, like, hey, we've got a... And they're like... They've called me multiple times. Now, I did ask them to call me.
Yeah.
Right. So that's probably why they continue to call me. But hey, got a course on over, it's like, you know, over a few weeks, like 1 week night every week for like 9 weeks or something like that. And you'll build up the tools you need to better understand, interact with your world, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm never going to remember to come back to you. I'm sorry. I've got ADHD.
Okay. Like, because you're taking medication for it, so like maybe you should be able to just sort of, can't you just try harder?
You sound like my psychologist.
A house built by a crazed Christian newly on the wagon could have writing that wasn't up to code. Wiring that wasn't up to code, sorry.
Wiring.
That makes more
wiring,
sense.
Yeah.
We might have grabbed...
The Christian writing wasn't up to code either.
We might have grabbed the Scott Joplin record from a dollar bin over the years and forgotten about it. The annoying dirt bike child next door, whose mother pulled him out of school because of woke or something, could have broken in and moved Herbie in the middle of the night. All plausible, but what if?
Yeah.
Cheers, David.
Yeah.
You got a celebrity
that those
ghost.
Things aren't
celebrity
plausible.
Ghost.
You have a celebrity ghost.
That's such a perfect setting for a place to have a ghost as well. I fucking love this. This is so cinematic.
That's great.
Spielbergian, you know, late. Hot
California
nights,
desert.
No one can fall asleep. All the windows and doors are open. There's a strange blue glow from the ghostly energies. Your curtains are being ruffled by a gentle desert breeze.
Yeah.
And all you
and
can
in
hear
comes
is the sound
Dean
of...
Jones.
Right. You can hear the wind through
Agent
the Joshua
Zeke
tree.
Kelso in That Darn Cat.
The soft sound of the entertainer being played on the 33 setting, even though it's a 45.
Remind me how the entertainer goes. Which one's that one?
And it goes for seemingly 20 minutes with no variations.
You can slow that down. That could be spooky.
It's got a really... I think the problem is not just the notes. It also has like a very jaunty rhythm.
It's annoying as fuck. I hate it. It makes me not want to watch The Sting, even though I know it's a great movie. I fucking hate that song.
Hey, Dean Jones also... was nominated for a Golden Globe Award for his performance as Albert Dooley in The Million Dollar Duck.
Now, that sounds good.
That sounds good.
Well, that's one lucky duck.
Man, do you remember when, like, Disney Plus came out in Australia and everyone was realizing that we were maybe not exposed to them in Australia, but Disney has this deep back catalogue of unbelievably shit live-action movies from the 60s through to...
Oh, yeah.
But then some good ones. The Black Hole. Holy fuck, The Black Hole. What an incredible movie.
Scary visuals.
It's so creepy. And the score, the main theme to The Black Hole. Oh, my fucking God. It's so good. You gotta watch The Black Hole.
Can't all be gems, though, you know?
Yeah, they can't all be winners.
Flight of the Navigator, I want to add to that.
Great score.
Flight of the Navigator again?
really unsettling.
Is that an Alan Silvestri score on Flight of the Navigator? I think that's another beautiful one.
It's about a 12-year-old boy who, I guess he finds like a UFO and he gets into it and has a little jet around. And then he comes back to Earth and Earth is like 8 years into the future. His family's moved away.
Oh, that's
no one
cool.
knows who he is or remembers him.
Yeah.
That's very
it's like
funny.
A really, really terrifying plane, thing to happen to a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
You go and do something adventurous and you come back and your entire life has been obliterated.
Yeah.
There's nothing for you to do.
I guess that's what happens when you meddle with forces that are larger than even your imagination.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very true. Yeah. I was getting confused with that movie that little baby Ethan Hawke was in when he was just a little baby boy.
Little baby.
But Ethan? Also has something to do with an alien spaceship.
I don't know that one.
Explorers. You guys know Explorers?
No.
Ethan Hawke, River Phoenix, 1985.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hawke and Phoenix?
I'll try to cover that in my... I'm trying to really populate the filmography of Ethan Hawke on my Plex server for Lucy.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying
time
that. Thank
with
you.
Him as possible, you know?
Going through the Ethan Hawke catalog.
Can you get the chair company for me, please, Andrew?
Yeah.
Don't bump your requests on the podcast recording.
I should have replied to him. It was rude of me.
Oh, you don't have to be sorry, Andrew.
It's not good. All right.
Good radio?
We've got
they
another
love this.
Email here. Which
I think
is...
they like it. The worse it is, the more people like it. So.
All right, seems we started that way.
The UFO thing. I can't remember how, but we got the guy that wrote in talking to us about. So Will wrote in talking to us about how he saw a UFO in Mulgrave.
Will wrote in? And when will he do it?
The other guy saw.
That's really funny.
The other Fuck guy it. Saw a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
The Bigfoot. Yeah. Sorry, not a Bigfoot.
So Theo theorized that. The synchrotron, which I said wrong, I guess, the first 20 times.
And I didn't
I
correct
it.
You. I let
Thank
you go
you.
A
really
million times.
Yeah,
is
you
it
let me
synchro, not synchro?
Synchro.
No, it's synchro.
It is synchro,
synchro.
Not synchro.
I've been saying synchro.
Oh.
Sound like a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah, I felt foolish when I realized, but especially because every single email we've seen about it had spelled it correctly.
I would never let you feel foolish.
But a real friend would have intervened to stop me from making a fool of myself.
Yeah, kind of.
Whereas your aversity to conflict has actually, it's more harmful.
It actually
makes
you a bad friend.
Do you see how you've hurt me?
No. Sorry, I was looking at that photo of the two wolf puppies fighting.
All right, so there's an email. UFO over Mulgrave. Theo was zooming in on the map, saw the synchrotron. Someone wrote in and said, hey, I work at the synchrotron.
Yes.
I believe that man was named Dave. All right. Yes. We have a follow-up to that follow-up email from... We're back to Will. We've gone Will, Dave, we're at Will. Will writes, hey, buntologists. Just a follow-up to something Theo raised in response to my experience of seeing a UFO in Mulgrave. A few years before I saw the UFO, I was actually a volunteer for a scientific experiment at the synchrotron.
Huh. You're trying to get Flight of the Navigated.
Good Lord.
What the hell is happening?
Yeah. What do you mean?
So this is one of the best questions we've ever asked because it sure 100%. Has been a wonderful window into the beautiful cornucopia of human experience.
And to have this unravel over multiple episodes like a thrilling game of email chess is just beautiful.
Oh, now, like a game of Civilization play by mail?
And I am immediately developing a theory similar to what goes on in Bloodborne, how exposure to the continual kind of ingress of horrors raises your insight level. Mm. And I believe, Will, that your insight level has been raised due to your contact with the synchrotron.
Yes, which is why the synchrotron's influence was more visible to you.
And the synchrotron is also a nexus of... Mm. These places, all of these webs that weave between our worlds.
It's a lot like the H.P. Lovecraft story, From Beyond. You have stimulated your pineal gland.
Yeah. Well, surely...
allowing you to see extra-dimensional entities.
Bloodborne has to have been, like, inspired by a bunch of this stuff, right?
Oh, Lovecraft, absolutely. All of the big, you know, tentacles,
big fellas,
multi-eyed creatures beyond comprehension, and the fact that, like, going more insane allows you to see more of them, but also makes you more prone to going more insane. It's all the most H.P. Lovecraft stuff. What an
incredible mechanic. Bloodborne. Truly the masterpiece they said it was.
Hope to play it one day.
Oh, so good.
I was told that it was a linguistics experiment for Monash Uni, where I was studying at the time, and the synchrotron...
kept saying Pontypool over and over to me. Pontypool.
They're doing Pontypool at the synchrotron?
You are so fucking close. and the synchrotron building across the road just happened to be where the uni had a spare room to put the linguistics PhD lab.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're sure.
What do you mean?
Do you ever notice that the synchrotron was running every time you were there?
A loud humming sound. Just ignore that.
We've got to go and do linguistics at the synchrotron. Do you know how it's saying you sound right now? This is an SCP.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to us. They put me in a soundproof booth and had me read a series of unrelated words that set me on my way with a $50 Coles gift card.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Ogdru Jahad, Anungun Rama. Just random sort of words and sounds.
Random words. Pontypool.
Yeah.
This is amazing. The $50 Coles gift card.
The $50 Coles is what makes it Australia gothic at the end of all of this.
That is perfect. Just each time there's a rumbling under the earth, as you know, the ancient prison containing the old ones just cracks
a little crack. Yeah,
you good for the same time next week?
Being sent home from the eternal house with a $50 gift. Oh, this will make my groceries more manageable. This
you can actually
week.
Use this at Meijer as well.
Yeah, not anymore. They're very much narrowing what you can do with each gift card to reduce the possibility that you will actually spend it before it goes off. Yeah, such a good scam. Gift cards, whoever came up with that, what an incredible mind. And I hope
can I funge your cash into something less fungible?
Less fungible that also runs out at the end.
Yeah, would you like your money to have a use-by date and less fungibility? Yeah. We can do that for you.
Theo has me curious. Was this... Was this really a linguistics experiment, or were my words used in some way through the synchrotron to make me an unwitting conduit for visitors from the beyond?
Yes.
I think we're on the same
1,000%.
Page.
Yeah, I think we're 100%. Yeah, we're definitely thinking along the same lines.
I cannot believe that this happened.
I'd have to believe it.
Both the experiment and then the sequence of events to lead us to this point. And it couldn't have happened to a better podcast either.
If so, did I potentially derail first contact through my anxious aversion to getting involved? Much to consider. Warm regards, no. Will.
No, this is all part of it. It's all part of the beautiful makeup.
They're also, you got to think that these visitors are working over very long timelines. This isn't going to be the last time you see this UFO. They had to get over here, presumably, at sublight speeds. Maybe they have wormhole tech. Maybe it's sort of interdimensional travel and the other dimension they're going through is spatially smaller than ours or something.
Or maybe time is not important to them
Fourth
in the same way that it is to
dimensional Mulgrave UFO. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Tesseract.
So it takes them millions of years to arrive here, and that's okay.
Yeah. Because they are always going to have been here. So in a sense to them, they are already here.
And they're just riding the freaking cosmic waves.
Yeah, brother.
Man.
Hell yeah, dude. Spaceship wherever they come from. We're all in this together. Hey, having a beautiful experience with a UFO and then not taking advantage of it by being accepted and absorbed into the UFO to go back to their dimension, to me, that seems like a bit of a crime. We talk about crimes in Crime Watch. comes to us from WHO in Des Moines, Iowa.
Who?
Des Moines police seek public's help in fighting stolen classic car.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
As part of the Des Moines Police Department's Wanted Wednesday efforts, police are asking for the public's help.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's why they post a guy that's wanted.
Fucking hell. What?
I can't
in
decide.
In Des Moines they're doing this?
Like, so either they have established that, like, if you ask people every day to find someone,
yeah, don't get tired. It's fatigue.
I'm getting burned out on
yeah,
that, man.
Absolutely.
I'm getting
yeah.
absolutely
attention
burned out
economy.
On
economy.
You asking yes. me to keep a lookout for a different criminal every day. Different so maybe one just there. One day a week.
Yeah.
Wanted Wednesday. Hey, we haven't bugged you all week about this. Just keep your eyes open.
This is
this
your
guy,
reminder.
You know?
Yeah.
Drink
either
some water.
That, or
catch this
there's,
guy.
Either
smoke
that,
this
there's only one day a week that the Des Moines police can be fucked looking into a wanted person.
Yeah.
Oh, Des Moines.
Yeah.
All the cops get up Wednesday morning.
Oh, it's Wanted Wednesday.
Worst
I hate
day of the
Wednesdays.
Week. Worst yeah. day of the week.
Gonna get a whole bunch of freaks emailing us.
They make us all put our phones away when we come in and go through some paperwork. Everybody put your phones in the box.
Were you aww. Saying Des Moines the whole time, Ben?
Des Moines?
Yeah.
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 I thought you were saying Des Moines.
I
you
know,
were saying
which
Des Moines.
Is why I was confused
you've
when you said
Des Moines.
Des Moines. You're the one that's been saying Des Moines. It's like the end of The Sixth Sense. You've been saying Des Moines the whole time. Police are asking for the public's help to fight a classic car that was stolen from downtown last month. Mm-hmm. Sergeant Paul Parazek, public information officer for the DMPD, said the distinctive red 1978 Pontiac Trans Am was parked in the area of 4th Street and Park Street on September 19th.
Yeah, people are police are interested in concentrated gatherings of people going...
Yeah. That's nice. Is that the 350 Hemi in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. It was about three blocks away from the Casey Center where a Jason Aldean, how do you say that?
Jason Aldean.
That's not the first he's time the, this has happened on this podcast.
Try that in a small town, guy.
Oh, your dude. Yeah, your guy.
Don't call him my
your
guy.
Your guy.
Yeah,
my guy.
You like this stuff.
No, I don't.
He's closest to being your guy, I think. We're
yeah,
going
yeah everyone okay. here.
If he's anyone's guy, he's my guy.
Yeah.
You know what pops into my head just constantly for no reason? I don't even know how many years ago this was. Andrew, we were talking, you were referring Lucy to some pop country that you are enjoying, and you singing the phrase cold beer and a Snapchat story so perfectly. Just, it's, you have such a beautiful voice.
Oh.
It's a little worm that just gets in my brain every now and then.
Lucy, I assume you have seen a video that's been doing the rounds of someone who's taken every instance they could find
the
of a country
beer.
Singer saying,
cold beer. It's real good.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
It's great stuff.
It turns out they're saying it all the time.
Police believe the car, which is valued at more than $50,000, was stolen between 5 p.m. and midnight. It is likely the custom Iowa plates, Nasty TA, have been removed.
Oh,
you got that Nasty Trans Am?
Put them back on.
Yeah. But Sergeant Paradzek said if you saw the vehicle, you'd probably remember it. Now, you guys know yeah. what one of these looks like?
It's a we're muscle talking, car, right?
It's the fucking, like, the Pontiac Trans-Am. Firebird that has the bird on it.
Yeah, look in the chat. Look in the chat. Oh.
They are, like, right. maybe history's coolest-looking dumb guy car.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Like, they're just so fucking sick. You're never seeing that car again.
The scene in Dazed and Confused where Matthew McConaughey is yes. leaning out of his window.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
This is the car you're imagining that he's doing that for. Yeah.
Fucking
when
hell.
He's doing the pedophilia stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Yeah. I've got a different theory. I reckon we're going to find the car dumped. No plates.
You reckon they just wanted the plates?
Just want the plates. Nasty TA?
Nasty TA.
Yeah, for a teacher's assistant that's a bit nasty.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's it's
right.
like a
put
nasty
that up in your,
yep.
put that up in your stationery room.
Well, you can't afford the custom plates on a teacher's salary. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's they're expensive.
God,
they're
this
expensive,
is really
you know?
This is really a crime of policy.
Yeah. I'm not asking for your whole car. That'd be unreasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, for me, I think if you stole this car, like history's most perfect road tripping car, Yeah. You're not going to be anywhere near Iowa.
You're already
ever
gone.
Again.
That's right. 100%.
You know where you're driving to? You're driving to the house, roughly the area of the house of the first person that rode into us. You're out in the desert, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Salton.
Tearing up those long desert roads.
Calexico.
Crossing Arizona.
El Centro. You know? Yeah. Oh, my God. Fucking forget about it. The Algodones Dune area.
A crime that provides its own getaway vehicle? He's gone.
It's kind of perfect. And also, perfect you crime. Would be so warmly received everywhere you went. Every shitty roadside biker bar that you go to, a lot of whistling happening.
A lot of whistling.
You look leaning up against your car in the middle of fucking nowhere, the painted hills, the petrified forest, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah. Come
Lizard
on.
Town, Arizona.
You pull up to the lights, someone pulls up next to you in one of the really bad Corvettes. Is that what I'm thinking of, Ben? We were talking about Bumblebee from the new Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Camaro, he turns into Camaro. A new Camaro.
Yeah.
You're at the lights, a new Camaro pulls up and you look at each other. Ooh, give it a little rev.
Yeah.
You take off and you smoke that new Camaro, whether or not that's like feasible in real life.
Spiritually, it's always going to happen.
This and is the... also spiritually, if he absolutely blows you away, you just leave your passenger and go, I'll let him win.
Yeah.
You know,
you're just 17-year-old, you're a 17-year-old boy at a gas station somewhere south of Albuquerque. This sweet Trans Am arrives. He pays for fuel, pumps it himself, of course. Comes in. You hear a clanging noise, says, keep the change. You look down. Set of plates that say nasty TA.
Can I say I really enjoyed that you said gas station like it was in italics, like we were using a foreign word in a sentence.
Gas station.
At the gas station.
I'm not touching that with my native tongue. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not going to do the accent, you know?
Can you imagine how much of the stuff from Vanishing Point would happen to you if you were driving this stuff? Fucking, you should watch it. You'd probably get sleepy. Probably a little boring.
So how long is it? Is it a long one?
It's about a tight 90 minutes, I think. But it's just very slow. It's a very slow, beautiful movie.
Yeah. I realized the other day I haven't seen any Kurosawa. I saw Rashomon's only like 90 minutes long. I could probably knock that out.
Yeah, easily could. The other ones are quite long. I think Seven Samurai's quite long.
And I hear that you could probably watch the first third of the movie or something like that and...
That's really
know
funny.
Pretty well what's going on.
That's
so,
really good. That's very highbrow.
Catch that's really the next clever. 30 minutes on your phone in bed sometime.
Well, I think I got the whole picture here.
Sometimes the environment on this podcast feels very hostile. Like it's full of animals, like a zoo. We talk about zoos in Zoo Watch.
Z-double-O watch. Clever girl. Z-double-O watch.
This comes to us from the English language French news service, The Connexion. Escaped pink flamingo from Cornwall Zoo spotted in Brittany. So you guys know where Cornwall is?
Yeah.
You know where Brittany
Boy,
is?
Boy, do I.
Yeah. That's quite far.
That's gone. It's fucking gone. Where's, this isn't the
sorry,
first
I know
time
Cornwall.
We've done this.
Where's Brittany?
France.
In France, I believe.
It sounds like it's Brittany. Like it's Brittanish. But it's actually
if
it's
was,
in France.
If it was Britain, it would just be Britain, I guess. So
yes.
This is like pretty close.
Brittany, yeah.
Brittany, yeah. Not quite the thing.
A runaway pink flamingo is thought to have been sighted in Brittany after escaping from a zoo 160 kilometers away in England.
It's very funny to imagine it running away.
Well, you'll see.
Okay.
Frankie, a four-month-old female Caribbean flamingo, took flight from Paradise Park in Cornwall on November 2nd, despite having her wings clipped. She managed to fly over her walled enclosure and leave the park. Pretty fucking good.
Cool.
Clipped wings? I'm out of here. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
I'll flap harder, motherfucker.
You can't clip my wings.
You can.
I'm gonna fly.
But it won't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, I think the clipped wings only let her get over the fence, and then it's time to steal a Trans Am.
Yes, and then get the channel. Trans Am through the channel?
Through the channel?
Through the channel?
Nasty TA through the channel?
Did this flamingo take the channel?
Just take the channel. I think it might have taken the channel. Might have hitched a ride on a lorry that was going through the channel.
Probably a lorry in the channel.
And that, to some ears, that sentence sounds normal.
Yep. Yeah.
Perfectly ordinary.
I got channeled on a lorry, you know?
Yeah.
And all I got was this stupid t-shirt. Yeah. Briefly spotted in nearby hail, her whereabouts remained unknown until yesterday, November 10th.
Briefly spotted?
Briefly spotted.
That Transam moves quick.
Nasty
see a
TA.
Flamingo driving a Transam with custom plates.
When park managers believe she was spotted in coastal Brittany. Quote, "We are letting you know that there have been sightings of a flamingo on the coast of Brittany in France," said Paradise Park in a statement on social media. "There is a population of greater flamingos in southern France, and the young birds look very similar to Frankie, but we believe we can see the feathers on the right wing have been clipped. We are waiting for more photos to help confirm if it is Frankie."
They're not ready to assume anything. That's fantastic. What? Hey, there's some flamingos around here, so you would think straight away, oh, we're not interested.
Yes.
They're going to check it out.
Yeah.
They're going to sort this out.
I feel like there should be some sort of like code of honor. That if you clip the wings on a flamingo, it still flies away, hotwires a Trans Am, drives through the channel.
Absolutely.
Gets to another group of flamingos. Just be like, okay, our bad. All right. You got out and you're with your car.
You're with
again.
Your people. Yeah.
Yeah. You are just enjoy the rest of the world. We thought the rest of your life was going to be this tiny little enclosure. Now the rest of the world is yours to explore. The one place you can't go.
Yeah.
That tiny little enclosure.
Yeah.
Not allowed back.
Like,
if you leave, don't
you
come back.
You can get more flamingos.
Yeah.
I guess.
You can get more flamingos.
Speaking of getting birds, can I give you guys a tiny little dumpet? I'm really enjoying dumpet, actually, as
Dumpet's
a way.
Dumpet's great, yeah. A little outlet for Ben?
It's like an expunge, something that was only mildly interesting as a summary. And also, I don't have to remember the details of it correctly. It doesn't matter. It's the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Dump It.
When the story ain't funny enough, dump it. When there ain't enough funny stuff, junk it. If you want the show to be good, then go on and dump all that stuff.
You know, this is dump it, trash it, this is garbage.
I saw a story this week about a woman in Gloucestershire.
Gloucestershire.
Right. Correct. a woman who had a farm in Gloucestershire where she had successfully raised an emu. It's like 2 or 3 years old now. Emu is a female emu named Jonathan. It's quite charming. I like that.
And you can raise them quite high too.
Yeah, about the height of a man.
Pretty tall, yeah.
Yeah, pretty tall.
Apparently they live between like 30 and 40 years.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Isn't that fucking
That's
crazy?
A 30-year-old emu?
Yeah. I remember
when
just
we
being
first,
like, whatever.
When we first got Lou, having the weird thought of being like, oh, man, I'll probably be like 40 and still have Lou. Isn't that wild? Because when I was 30, I was like, that's a crazy age to be 40. Imagine that you're 30 now and you're getting an emu and you're like, when I'm 70, I will still have this emu.
Yeah. That's fucked.
What a crazy thought.
Lucky I'll never get sick of this emu.
This emu will never become a burden to me. She got this emu. She raised it. She's very happy. Blah, 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 blah. She got this emu in an eBay spending spree that she can't remember.
Oh, no, honey.
You can buy an emu
she
on
got
eBay?
An emu egg on eBay.
Oh.
And she just like clicked around and added a bunch of shit to her shopping cart, didn't remember it, woke up like the next day, looked at her phone, was like, oh my God, I bought an emu egg.
Yeah.
And then she has now raised, like she had to buy all the stuff. She already had a farm, so she already had space, but she had to get specialist like emu shit so that she could raise a healthy emu in a healthy emu environment. Now she's got an emu.
It's kind of
I'm
psycho.
Glad that she's well placed to house this emu.
Yeah, it's like she's not living in like Shoreditch.
Like an apartment, yeah.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't.
Emu in the apartment? Ugh.
Bad vibe. Yeah, you know that video of the guy that's walking around, the English guy walking around with an emu? She's not an ostrich, she's an emu. You know that one?
No.
No, but I do now.
You guys ever seen that one? It's like a car full of lads are yelling at him. He's like, what's her name? She's not a she, she's an e. It's Worrell. He's an absolute cunt.
No.
All right. I'll put this in post.
What the fuck?
You're
walking a fucking ostrich, you daft cunt.
It's an emu.
Let's have a look at it.
It's a fucking emu, man.
She's a beauty, isn't she?
It's an he.
Oh, is it?
His name's Waters.
You're fucked up, you.
He's
mate.
An asshole.
You're fucked up, you.
Fuck off.
You guys haven't seen that? Oh, no. It's one of the great internet videos. I want to know where that guy keeps his emu because it appears that he's living like in a city. But yeah. How about that? That lady, I've just never made like purchases that I can't remember. I have occasionally used the excuse of drunkenness to hit okay on my Discord shopping
like you're
cart.
More loose with it. But
yeah.
Sure, you'd remember it, right?
Yeah, right. At least I know that I had the intention of buying it. I'm always like, you know what? I don't need to spend another $100 on records from some guy in Colombia. And then I have a couple of beers. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just not go out for breakfast this week or something.
Yeah, like when you were telling this story, Ben, I just purchased the reboot of the Pebble Watch.
Right now?
And when it arrives, I won't be surprised. I won't go, I don't
while
remember.
We're recording the podcast?
Yeah.
You just you did that
shopping?
Just then?
I did some e-shopping, yeah.
Have we like gotten to the limit of what you can focus on? Just
I'm
the
focused.
End of it.
Hey, Ben, I did that the other day. I ordered a handful of Italo Disco singles.
Yeah, I don't know where to start
felt real
with
good.
Italo Disco.
Felt real good.
Mm. I try not to be on the computer when I'm with the children and stuff like that, you know?
So you have to do your online shopping now.
Doubling up.
You had no choice but to buy a smartwatch while podcasting.
Sometimes when I'm in therapy and, you know, and it's like $230 a session or something like that and
his phone slowly sliding into view.
No, no, my
session.
Therapist will be like talking and she'll be like, it'll be getting like to like the 40 minute mark or whatever. And she'll be talking about strategies for coping with blah, blah, blah. And and she'll just stop and she'll go like, where did you go just then, Theo?
I was just oh, getting
just
busted
thinking,
in therapy. Oh.
I was just thinking about installing Linux on, you know, whatever or something, you know. She's like, oh, just I was just curious because sometimes, like, I'm talking and you just go somewhere else.
While she's giving you some strategies to deal with exactly this problem and you're not listening to them. It's sort of the paradox of ADHD.
Yeah.
You can't go to the course that would teach you how to be good at having ADHD.
That's right.
Because you have ADHD.
But I can order a Pebble watch.
What do you want a smartwatch for? What do you need it for?
It's just us here, right?
This is a safe space.
It's just us.
And
yeah.
I'm looking around like, and I think it's just us.
I want to be able to watch porno on my wrist.
And I've got like a set of like professional interests and that's it. I want like power prices on my watch. So I'm going to look at it and say, hey, look, power prices are high.
Write it off
power
your
prices
tax,
are lower.
You want to have like a constant feed of
power prices
on your wrist.
And just some other stuff. The time
for the conversation starter, or
no? Also, I hope
we can also work in the time,
because it's not like you're sitting there being like, your job is it to be like, oh, buy, sell. Like, do you need a real time feed?
Yeah, no, I'm not a trader.
Yeah,
no, I kind of work in like well down the timeline, kind of the analysis kind of part of it. So there's no real use for that.
Every now and then I get the idea, and this is embarrassing as well, just like your thing, that it would be nice to have like one of those smart mirrors, not with a camera or anything on it, but it just puts like, oh, what's the forecast for today? What's the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and then
those
I'm like,
look so cyberpunk,
cool.
Dude.
And I don't need that fucking information at all. It wouldn't change my day. I maybe wouldn't barbecue if it was going to rain, but you can tell when it's going to rain because it's Brisbane. So like,
you look outside.
You can just kind of look outside.
Yeah. it would be cool to have, but I don't need it.
Is there an open source smart mirror?
Yeah, almost certainly, yeah.
Open source smart mirror. All right, we'll get back to you on this.
Yep, okay.
Magic
well,
Mirror 2, the open source modular smart mirror platform. Okay.
We can hang out in your garage, do some soldering and stuff.
Oh, shit, okay.
Put some together, a couple of boys, a couple of mid-strength beers. Listen to some whatever your shit music is. I'll put on some of my shit music. We'll swap shit music. We'll have a
you
perfect
know exactly
day.
What my shit music is, Ben.
Yeah, I know. I was being
you
fake.
Wouldn't put Possessions on your beautifully curated...
Okay, so
list of outro tracks?
No, because I was specifically it's a really good song. All right, so someone has made a playlist, and I'm so sorry I'm not shouting about my name because I can't remember. We actually have two competing playlists, one of songs mentioned on the podcast, one of songs used as outro tracks on the podcast. And it is now in a sort of reverse feedback mechanism influencing the songs that I use as outro tracks because I'm worried that someone will have it on in a social situation. And that if I put something on there that ruins the vibe, I have DJ'd badly. And someone said the other day that they put it on at a house party that they were having. And I was like, well, great. I'm glad I didn't put Possessions by Strapping On Lad at the end of an episode because that would have been a real fucking vibe killer with everything else that's on there.
It's like the most major key song they have.
It's very abrasive. And it's also like 7 minutes long.
It is not. You're thinking of Skeksis.
Hey, I'm gonna mention a song so that the song gets mentioned and goes onto the playlist because I know Ben won't put it at the end of the episode.
Correct.
Listen to the song Trans Am by Yellow Wolf and DJ Paul.
You'll enjoy recommend
it.
Yellow Wolf?
Yeah. No, he got really good again.
Really?
In 2021. He just kept putting stuff out.
I think
he went and had like a big mental breakdown and a bunch
of
rehab.
Nice, fuck yeah.
And then he came back and was like, still doing drugs, you know?
Cool.
Sick.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Possessions is 4
rehab.
Minutes and 12 seconds long, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no excuse. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, Bunta Vista. It's been a pleasure having you here. If you want two of these a week, it's about the price of a pot of beer a month. Patreon.com/Bunta Vista. We have a lot of fun with those bonus episodes. We're a little silly with it on those bonus ones, and like these ones where we're a little more professional, a little more polished, a little more serious. Until then, stay safe. I'm not reading out all of the paranormal stuff that we're getting sent in because we're getting sent quite a lot, but I am loving reading them all. I think...
Some of them are too scary to read on the show.
Too frightening and occasionally
too spooky.
Too long. But while Spookvember is going, if you've got... I'm really liking this UFO... sort of focus that we've got, but I also do want to be surprised and delighted like the gnomes one. So, you know, keep them coming. I'm loving reading them. Otherwise, stay safe. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.